Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, listeners. This is Sandra Bueno, and I am Powered to Be You. Today is Tuesday, and we are coming to you for our 30-minute presentation, and I am live in West Palm Beach. This is where I am from, and it is my distinct pleasure to be able to welcome you on Blog Talk Radio. You can go on Blog Talk Radio, enter the word Power to Be You, P-O-W-E-R, the number 2, B-E, and the letter U. Power to Be You is the program. And you can listen to me on Tuesdays for a half an hour and then Thursdays for a one-hour program. Today's topic is empowerment, and it is a 30-minute presentation of distinctions and information that will empower you and help you to create a new awareness, a new mindset of beliefs, a way of being able to look at your situation and develop distinctions to help you move forward, to help you direct your life in a new, with new focus, with new purpose, with new drive, with new meaning, new vision, and most important, with a lot of passion and drive. And I hope that this comes through on the waves here that I am talking to you on Blog Talk. Also, for Thursday's presentation, I will be having a live coach, a contributor, a visionary, a leader who is able to impart through their own testimony a lot of reality and a lot of what I talk about, talking about making a choice for your life and where you are at. It's not the background that you come from or your circumstances that define your direction and define your purpose and mission. It is more so these circumstances that allow you to find the truth within where you are needed or where you are directed towards pursuing. So your background doesn't define who you are ultimately. It is you who define who you feel you want to be and who you want to show up as. So this program is designed to empower you and to bring accountability, awareness, and empowerment via education and via reprogramming, because as I have stated before in my previous shows, we are being programmed. We are being programmed by everything that comes our way, whether we recognize it or not. You just go to the supermarket and you have branding and you have marketing that is all around us, with one of our strongest learning aids, our eyes. We are able to see everything that's around us and see the colors and see the dollar signs and see everything that comes our way, the hidden messages and the language that is used to appeal to our senses to say, hey, buy me, have me, bring me into your home. Take me because I will make a difference for where you are, and with me you'll succeed, and with me you'll be able to rise to that level where you want to be as a person. So a lot of this is messages that are used in marketing to be able to get us to buy something, to say, hey, you know, this is going to change my life, this is going to make a difference for me, and once I buy this, or once I bring this program in, or once I pursue this direction, I will be a different person. And, you know, at the end of the day, sadly to say, this is not the truth. This is not the truth. And my job is to make a difference, to bring this information to you so that you will be able to make a choice, decide where it is that you stand, decide where it is that you want to go, and then be able to have the power, the strength, the acknowledgement, and the awareness that it is up to you to have a difference in your life. And you will only have that difference when you decide to make a difference for yourself and when you decide to empower yourself with education and information that empowers you. And then you pursue through momentum, you pursue activities that are going to get you closer to your desired outcome and closer to your goal. Now, this is very easy to say, But it is a lot harder to do. And I can tell you from personal testimony that it's a journey. It's a journey that begins the day that you'd say, this is where I choose to be, and this is where I want to go. Or this is where I am today, and this is where I want to go. Because you cannot move forward if you don't have a point of depart. If you don't have a starting line from where you yourself own it and say, well, this is where I am. You know, I must be realistic about where I stand. This is okay. This is who I am. This is what I am. This is what I am up against. But this is where I want to go. And having that vision and that focus is what allows you to see and create a different reality for yourself. Because it's not the circumstances that define the man. The man defines the circumstances or defines himself by the character he bears while he's pursuing his dream and his vision and his goals. So, you know, there's philosophy in what I say, but it's not meant to be philosophical. It's simply a fact. It's these are words that any person who has put themselves at a self-development, in a self-development program, there are characteristics and traits that become very evident. And we can use a lot of different personal coaches and motivators to exemplify what I'm talking about. And a lot of these will make sense. Well, some of them might be more difficult to understand, or they might be programming involving modules. They might be programming involving measurements and different graphs and charts. But at the end of the day, we can break it down to three key points. So when you are sitting there and you're saying, okay, what is it? Where is it that I am? Where is it that I want to go? And how do I go there? There's three focus points. One of them is knowing what you want, but being dead set center on what it is that you want. Then saying why you want it. What is the real reason for why you want it? What is this going to give you? What is this going to mean for you? And we don't mean the top, the external or the superficial desires. We mean deep down inside, into your heart. What does this mean to you? And then finally, creating that action plan to go forward. And I can't tell you that this is my own invention. This comes from Anthony Robbins, who is my mentor. Anthony Robbins, if you don't know who he is, or you have never heard of him, or you have never gone to one of his websites, and more so one of his events, he truly is a magnificent individual because he empowers people to find the power within themselves. And this is not done with just rhetoric. It's done with actual tools. It's done with a lot of putting yourself through the ringer, so to say. In fact, he is having an event, the Unleash the Power Within, in November out in Atlanta, which if you are listening to me, I strongly, a million times over percent, will say to you, if you are ready to make a life change, but if you want to transform your life to becoming more than you ever thought were possible, you need to get yourself over to Atlanta and just take the four-day Tony Robbins event, because truly it is the most empowering, the most I can't even tell you enough, but it has made a tremendous difference in my life. And I attended the event a little more than a year ago, and my growth and my momentum signifies the past 40 years of my life. That's how much 1 year having done this program translates to 40 years experience, and truly is magnificent. So what I'll say, a lot of the coaching principles that I share with you come from the different distinctions that Tony has made through his research and through working with more than 50 million people in over 81 countries in the world. So, you know, this comes from a place that these distinctions come from, you know, you learning and someone sharing the information with you, and then you sharing the information with them, and each time it changes and it takes a different format, and there's creativity involved. So a lot of this really makes sense once you start focusing and putting yourself in that place where you are being empowered by connecting to different people and by having a different peer group, by just being aware of, well, this is where I am, this is where I want to go, what do I need to do in order to get there? What is my vehicle? How am I going to get there? What am I going to use? What am I going to do day in and day out to empower myself? How can I use this situation to go a little further? How can I empower myself so that I get away from doubt? How do I empower myself so that I don't sabotage my own progress? You know, what do I need to do in order to get up every day with a new vitality, a new zest, a new awareness that I can make a difference? I can make a difference for myself. I can make a difference for my family. You know, these are the things that you must ask yourself and that you must be telling yourself the entire day, because whatever you think about is what's going to yield these actions, these action steps. If your awareness and your thinking pattern is positive and empowering, your mind is going to start creating those channels through which you will become even more empowered. Now, if you focus on limiting beliefs and you focus on the what if and on the buts and on the yeah, but, then that's what you're going to be bringing to yourself, and because you're focusing on that. So, again, you know, going back to understanding what it is that we must do in order to move from our present circumstance and work toward our desired outcome or vision, we must truly take a stand and own where we are today. And that requires a lot of trust. It requires a lot of honesty. It requires self-inspection. It requires introspection. And it requires the tenacity, but it requires more the courage to put ourselves at the stake, because we can lie to everyone else, but we cannot lie to ourselves. Just remember that we can lie to everyone else, which we often do, our partners, our neighbors, our coworkers, you know, who we project ourselves to be. Then we go back to ourselves. We go back to the space when we are with ourselves, when we're sleeping or when we're lying in bed and just speaking to our own hearts and feeling what's in our minds. You know, that's when the true question comes, and we get to say, well, am I happy with me? Am I happy with where I'm at? Am I happy with what I am doing? Am I happy and ecstatic with where I as an individual am? Is this all there is? Is this why I suffered growing up? Or is this why I went to school? Or is this why I worked at this job for 20 years? Or is this why I broke up with that person? Or is this why I didn't break up with that person? Again, it all comes down to who you are, what you're about, what you want out of life, what your ultimate purpose is. If you even think you have an ultimate purpose. I've met people who, you know, one day just blends into the next and is the same old, day after day. You know, a lot of the people that when you go out there and you look at people who kind of seem to have no zest for life, who are just sitting on a couch and maybe they're attached and glued to the TV set looking at some of these shows that only present themselves to show us more of the human degradation and pain that surrounds us. You know, how are these people living? What's in their mind? What motivates them? What makes them move forward? What makes them wake up every day? You know, how do they feel when all they think about is the limiting surroundings and circumstances they're involved in? You know, this is an awakening to those of us who do not feel that you know, we're being all that we can be. And it takes every one of us, every one of you who's listening, it takes all of us to stand up and say, hey, I can make a difference. I can make a difference simply because I'm willing to make a difference for myself. Because in making a difference for yourself, you help another. And, you know, whether it is your friend or your child or your mate or a coworker or a group or an outreach environment, we all can take a little of ourselves and really, really have rippled effects with what we do or with what we share. I know there's a saying that says to the effects of, to the world you may be a number, but to that one person you are the world, or actually it's to a child you are the world. This also takes me to the story of the child who is standing on the shore, and the shore is filled with starfish, and he's picking one at a time, throwing it back in the water, and an older gentleman comes behind him and says, "Hey, Sonny, do you not see that the beach is filled with these? Do you really think you're making a difference?" And that child bends down and picks up one more and throws it in the water. Looks at the older man and says, "To that one, I made a difference." And that's it. You know, if we all were to say, let me just take this on and let me make a difference, even a little difference, it would be incredible. And we wouldn't be looking at ourselves, wondering why we're going in the direction that we're going. But I don't want to take your time to discuss any of that, because this is about not focusing on the issues, it's focusing on the solutions. And solutions we have when we become accountable, and accountable to ourselves, because that is the best. That is the best antidote to falling by the wayside, like they say. Because when you hold yourself accountable to yourself, you can't blame anyone else. And you start experiencing the fruit of your labor. You start experiencing the empowerment of what it is to take control for yourself and your actions. Empower yourself by having results. Empower yourself by seeing your own advance. And that's when true integrity and character starts being built. Because no longer are we acting to have somebody else praise us. This is basically just our own awareness to say, hey, I can make a difference. I'm a spirit. I belong to God. And I want to make a change. And I want to be part of the solution. And 40 years down the road, if I am still alive 40 years down the road, I'll be able to turn around and say, you know what? I was part of this. I contributed to this. Because 40 years from now, we're all going to look back to today, to 2007, and say, wow, I remember that day. Now, what did I do in these last 40 years? How was I part of growth and evolution and empowerment and contribution? Or was I just part of the complaining team? Or was I the type that said, let somebody else take care of it? Let somebody else worry about that. Why should I? Who's worried about me? Why should I make a difference? I have enough problems today, every day. Why should I give money? Nobody's giving me money. You know, all of those questions that sometimes we use because we're feeling bad for ourselves or because we're victimizing ourselves. You know, and all of this is natural. All of this happens to us. This happened to me, but I just chose not to live in there for a very long time. I snapped out of it real quick. And snapping out of it comes when you think outside of yourself. When you say, wow, let me look outside of me, and let me look outside of my home, let me look outside of my world, and look at those who are suffering worse than I am. You know, I tell you, in my growth here, and what I am doing, I am coming across, I mean, just so much, and so much greatness, I think, just so much greatness, and people who truly want to make a difference, and people who maybe they themselves don't want to stand and carry the flag, but they want to hold hands together and make a difference by combining energy, by combining synergy, by combining resources, ideas, creating a forum for growth and for advance. You know, it's we live in this world, and truly we are gifted with the ability to contribute to it and to make it a better place. And when you hear people talk about this, a lot of people say it, but then nobody's willing to do anything. And it doesn't have to be at a macro level where we go out there and start working with organizations, even though that's what I am doing because that's where my mission lies. But truly, the end result is to help souls, is to help, as you know, for me, is to help children, because they are our future. When we are 80 years old, these kids that are being born today and that are not even born yet, they are going to be our leaders. They are going to be the ones in office. They are the ones who are going to be developing programming for the elderly or for young people or for social services or for welfare or for education, for integration, for a worldwide community, you know, and this is what I bring about, that awareness that truly we must stand at a place where we can understand why we do what we do, how we can change it, and then implementing that education to move us forward and to help us reduce and hopefully eliminate all or so many of the conditions that are plaguing us that are preventable. And it all starts with education. I want to share with you a source and a resource that puts a lot of what I said into black and white at your fingertips. And this is an incredible, incredible, incredible book. And it's Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. This book, when it was written by Napoleon Hill, and Andrew Carnegie asked him to undertake a 20-year study of 500 of the most successful Americans. When you read this book, in one of the pages, it reads like an encyclopedia of who's who created America. The Vanderbilts, Roosevelt, creators, inventors, politicians, people who created what today we know as our society, at least our society here in America. And this book involves the power of our thought, the power of our mind to bring to us what we envision. And there are a lot of people who are out there that are a lot more equipped to speak to you about the mind from a standpoint of science and biology and, you know, psychology and a lot of these different foundations and studies. For me, I come to you from personal testimony, from a lifetime of experience, and from personal development, which, when it comes down to it, you can have a degree, multiple degrees, and not have fulfillment in your life. You can have multiple degrees or multiple riches and be a miserable person. You can be born with everything a person will ever want and still be a person who never achieves anything. Thus, this goes back to what I mentioned before. It's not those circumstances that define you. It's your character, what you do with it, your mindset, how you see things, the power of thought, the power of meaning. And the power of thought is something that we build upon, because thought is always there. If you go do a Google study, there are studies that will tell you that an individual will have up to at least 50,000 thoughts a day. Can you imagine that? 50,000 thoughts a day, per day. Just question yourself. What did you think about today? What are those things that stick out of your mind? You know, what type of thoughts are you thinking of day in and day out from the moment you awaken to when you go to bed? And then think about your day. Think about your accomplishments. Think about what you gain and what you've given in exchange for that. And if you're not happy with where you are, then perhaps it's time for you to start changing your thoughts. Perhaps it's time for you to start engaging in better things to influence your mind and your brain. And all of this, a very good source to start with, is in Think and Grow Rich. Because when we think about growing rich, most of us will probably say, oh, this is about money. You know, more money, let's make more money, and let's be rich. But before you can even get to that place, you need to have the mindset. And the mindset comes from beliefs, comes from what we think about day in and day out. It comes from the meaning we give to our experiences. It becomes from our ability to look at the bigger picture, to look at what's before us and say, or maybe see what lies beyond. You know, one other quote that comes to me right now is those who never stick out or who never stick their necks out can never see what lies ahead. Kind of like the turtle. You know, just because she can't see what's across the street doesn't mean that a mountain doesn't lie behind it. So, again, I just hope that as I'm coming to the end of the program, I hope that what I've said has touched you in a way that now you can start asking yourself, what am I bringing into my life? Where am I starting off? What is my thinking pattern in my head? What is it that is empowering me, and what is it that is disempowering me? And then I hope that you can go get this book. Go buy this book, download it, go to the library and get it. But truly, this is the beginning. This book was written in the mid-1900s, and yet it applies today ever so more than I think it even applied back then. And we as a society need to stand, and we need to take what's happening and realize that we can make a difference. But that difference needs to start with us. We must make a difference because before we can help another, we must be willing to help ourselves. And this is not being said from a selfish podium. It is being said from an empowerment platform, which in order for you to stand strong for another, in order for you to serve as an assistant, as a guide, as a mentor, as a coach, as a leader, as a contributor, you must first have something to contribute and reflect that person you wish to project onto others so that they in turn may feel empowered by you, by your commitment, by your discipline, by your responsibility, by your awareness, by your kindness, by your love, by whatever makes you be that special human being that you are. Because we all have that. And even people who suffered, and people who are, this is hard to say, but people who may not be walking the right side of the road, when they were born, they were a child once also. And if they went down the wrong path, we have to also question what happened to them as they were growing up. You know, who was in their lives? Who perpetrated their space? Who perpetrated their soul, their spirit? And it's never too late. And if we believe in God's purpose, and God's words, if he didn't give up on us, then who are we to give up on another? So I hope to hear you or see you or speak to you Thursday at 2 o'clock. The program coming to you may be a pre-recorded program because I will be at two meetings pertaining to juvenile justice in addition to the education department here in West Palm Beach. Most of you know that I am getting very much involved with developing youth and mentor programming for our community, for the at-risk youth community as well. And this involves everyone. So I am excited to bring this to you. And as I go forward, I will keep you updated. And for anyone who would like to get more information, you can write to me at power2bu, P-O-W-E-R, the number 2, B-E, and the letter U, at gmail.com. And I look forward to being able to communicate with you. And again, the number to call next Thursday would be, if it's a live show, would be 646-716-8620. Now with that, I am signing off, and I am just saying, just keep on being you. Learn to love yourself and go forward with passion, drive, and power, the power to be you. Until Thursday.